Chapter 23. Now St. Thorlak's Day had come up, and the whole family had come together at Grandma's house, who always cooked salted fish and a skate for lunch. "I'm going to get a skate, Grandma," said Victor, who wanted to be like his grandfather, who was now with God, and probably eating a skate like them. "May I offer you tallow over the skate, Victor dear?" asked Grandma. Victor asked Grandma to put a little aside on the plate, because he was going to test if it would clot, so he could take it home and grease his sled. "Grandma, did you know that the Yule lads use tallow on the bottom of their sleds so they slide better?" Victor asked Grandma. "Yes," said Grandma, "and in the old days, the candles were also made out of tallow." Victor found this remarkable. "Then it has been possible to melt a candle over the skate," he said wryly. Together, they all laughed at Victor's words. "I'm afraid that it would do us no good today, Victor dear," said Grandma. After eating, they sat down in the living room, and Victor showed them the clever Yule lad's cards he had received in the shoe. Then they played for a while before the family left home. When they got home, Mom said, "Well, Victor dear, it's about time to arrange all the Christmas packages under the tree." "I am very happy that Christmas is coming," Victor said, as they arranged the presents nicely around the tree. "Yes," Mom said. "And remember, Victor dear, that my best Christmas gift is to have such a good boy as you," she said, hugging him. "Yes, Mom," said Victor, and hugged himself into Mom's lap. "I am also very happy when I have good friends." Imagine if the kids hadn't been there when Doorslammer was in trouble and had lost his sled with all the gifts. But Victor had told Mom about the adventures of him and his friends. Now Dad was heard talking to someone in the kitchen. They walked forward and heard what was said with pleasure in the voice. "This is the very best hanging meat I've ever tasted. Yum, yum," Dad smiled joyfully. When Mom and Victor came into the kitchen, they saw where Dad and apparently Meat Hook were looking at the Christmas meat that Mom had cooked earlier. Dad, who had clearly forgotten, looked at the dish and the little bit of hanging meat left and looked embarrassed at Mom, who smiled at them and said, "It was a good thing that you could cheer him up, Meat Hook. There's more hanging meat in the fridge, and I shall cook it tomorrow morning," said Mom, and laughed.